Second is that and we invite people to come to a temple, they say our home is also a temple. Why do we need to come to a temple? See, yes, the home can also be a temple, but the home is not only a temple. The home is a place where we do many other things apart from worshipping God. And that is why even if we have an altar at our home, even if we are worshipping at home, now at home, how much do we remember God? We are remembering our family members, we are remembering our children, we are remembering our financial situation, we are remembering so many other complications. So even if there is a small part of our house which is a temple, we can't focus on God over there. We're caught in so many other things. And God is, if God is everywhere, He's there in the temple, He's there at our home, then He's there in the temple also. Now, so why not come to the temple? It's like, if God is everywhere, so I don't need to go to temple. That's like saying, you know, actually, when I'm thirsty, water vapor is everywhere. You know, can I just hang out my and get water? I can't do that. You know, although the water vapor is everywhere, I can't access it everywhere. I need to go to a place where that water vapor through the clouds has come down as water, is accumulated. I go to a tap and there I get the water. So like that, God is everywhere, but He is not accessible to us everywhere. We do not feel His presence everywhere. And that's why temples are there. When we go to the temple, we start feeling the presence of God. Even materialistic people, even atheistic people, if they come to a temple, they feel some difference over there. They may not attribute it to God, but they feel this atmosphere is something different over here. I feel some peace. I feel some special vibes over here. So actually, we all can experience peace when we come to a place, not just where the deities are, but where the Lord is also glorified, where His kirtan is performed, His katha is broadcast. So that way, we can tune ourselves to the presence of God. So there are three stages. First, we go to a temple, and there we tune our heart to God. There we become more and we become conscious of God. We access His presence. We access His grace. Then when we come to our home, then we will also feel the presence of God in our home temple. If we don't go to temple, then even if there's a temple at our home, we won't feel the presence of God much. Because the home is a place where so many other things are happening. The first stage is we go to a temple. Second stage is we make our home into a temple. And the third stage is by this consistent practice of bhakti, our heart becomes a temple. That is a very advanced stage. So we need to go progressively till we reach that stage. And that progress begins by regularly going to the temple, by regularly going to a place where Krishna's presence is readily manifest.